Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 112th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the second episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Viksit Bharat at 2047 is the ambition of every Indian. Addressing the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog yesterday, Mr. Modi said that states can play an active role to achieve the same as they are directly connected with the people. The Prime Minister said, the dreams of Viksit Bharat at 2047 can be fulfilled with the combined efforts of all states. He said, Viksit states will make a Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi said, India is a youthful country and it is a huge attraction for the entire world because of its workforce. The Prime Minister said, the emphasis is on skill, research, innovation and job-based knowledge is necessary for making Viksit Bharat at 2047. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed new governors in different states. Former Maharashtra Assembly Speaker Haribhau Kishan Rao Bagade has been appointed Governor of Rajasthan. Former Deputy Chief Minister of Tripura Jishnu Dev Verma has been appointed Governor of Telangana. Former Rajya Sabha MP from Rajasthan Om Prakash Mathur has been appointed as the Governor of Sikkim. Former Union Minister Santosh Kumar Gangwar has been appointed as Governor of Jharkhand. Former Lok Sabha MP from Assam, Raymond Dekka, appointed as Governor of Chhattisgarh. Former Karnataka Minister, C.H. Vijaya Shankar, has been appointed as Governor of Meghalaya. C.P. Radhakrishnan, who is presently Governor of Jharkhand, has been appointed as the Governor of Maharashtra. Gulab Chand Kataria, who is currently Assam Governor, has been appointed the Governor of Punjab and Administrator of the Union Territory of Chandigarh. Lakshman Prasad Acharya, who is currently Sikkim Governor, has been appointed as Governor of Assam and also been given additional charge as Governor of Manipur. Former IAS Officer K. Kailash Nathan has been appointed as Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry. Steel production in India, driven by robust demand for government infrastructure projects, is projected to surpass 300 million tons or MT by 2030. Addressing the Bharat Chambers of Commerce in New Delhi, Steel Secretary Nagendra Nath Sinha said, current steel demand remains strong with infrastructure push from the government and is expecting a growth of about 10%. Mr. Sinha further said that amid the strong GDP growth and continued emphasis on infrastructure from both government and private sectors, steel demand will continue to stay strong. A meeting of Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of BJP-ruled states was held at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP Chief J.P. Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah and other senior BJP leaders attended the meeting. Mr. Modi held deliberations with Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers over a host of issues. Eastern Navy Commander Vice Admiral Rajesh Vendharkar visited INS Karanj, the third submarine of the Scorpion class in the Indian Navy, yesterday. In a social media post, the Indian Navy said that Mr. Vendharkar interacted with the crew on the completion of a successful deployment on the East Coast. The Eastern Navy Commander commended the crew for their spectacular performance in meeting all operational taskings of the Sunrise Command. And the opening day of Paris Olympics was full of achievements for Indian athletes. In the 10-meter air rifle women's event, Manu Bhakar qualified for the finals after finishing third in the qualification with an impressive total score of 580 points and 27 ina. Indian men's hockey team also kick-started the campaign with a 3-2 win against New Zealand in their opening Pool B match. Skipper Harmanpreet Singh's penalty stroke with 1 minute remaining helped the men in blue to defeat New Zealand. India's badminton campaign also began on a high note. In doubles, pair of Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy registered a comfortable win. And that is the end of this news bulletin.